In Pakistan's summer heat, this spring stall is a treat for factory workers. A break from the threat of losing their jobs, as the electricity running these machines and the stitching material becomes more expensive. Pakistan is Asia's fourth largest producer of cotton. Textiles make up the bulk of its exports. But poor cotton yields, a ban on importing spare parts, and inability of importers to pay in US dollars are all contributing to the industry's decline. Factories like these provide almost 40% of the country's jobs. But many have either cut production or are shutting down. Political turmoil isn't helping. Monthly inflation in May stands at 38%, the highest in Asia.
Inflation is very high. We have no hope that the government will increase our salaries. We can't even afford fruit. It's so expensive now. High prices of commodities mean we've lost our purchasing power.
The value of one US dollar has gone from 110 to over 300 rupees in the last 5 years.
The shop's electricity bill is 9,000. Then there is rent and daily wages of workers. The currency has lost its value. The current situation is very bad. Many middle-class customers can't afford the prices. I've worked for 30 years in the market, but never before witnessed this kind of situation.
Pakistan is in a perfect storm because of politics, security and finance bringing the economy to the brink. There is a balance of payment crisis because of dwindling foreign reserves, which is fueling a skyrocketing inflation and a spiraling rupee.
Pakistan's been negotiating with the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, for more than a year, but funds have not yet arrived. Politicians accuse each other of creating the mess, and strict loan conditions mean removing subsidies for the poor. The need to pay off foreign debt has made growth harder and limited the country's financial options. The government is looking at alternative lenders, including China, Russia and Gulf nations. And it's announced a budget, it says, is as people-friendly as possible. But many people suffering from reduced subsidies and higher taxes believe it's unlikely to bring the relief they want. Samar Mijawid, Al Jazeera, Lahore.